Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, May 27th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. With just a little over a month left, flight attendants at United, Continental, and Continental Micronesia are still excited about coming together into one union, the Association of Flight Attendants, with the National Mediation Board representation election underway. Your voting instructions should have already arrived to the address which you have on file with United Airlines. If you haven't yet received your voting instructions, please go to our website to start the process of obtaining your duplicate voting instruction request. Voting may be accomplished using either a personal computer or telephone. When using the telephone option to vote, please listen to all the prompts to make sure you are choosing the correct union before you confirm your vote. For clear voting instructions, please go to www.unitedafa.org or www.yourafa.org. A commanding vote for AFA springboards us to real improvements for all flight attendants. Remember that every vote counts. Vote today. Vote AFA. The AFA Hotel Committee at United Airlines is made up of flight attendants from domiciles throughout the system who know firsthand that an adequate layover hotel is much more than just a bed in a room. As flight attendants, we don't just go home at the end of every workday. Hotels are where we eat, sleep, and carry on our personal lives. So, hotel and transportation standards are critical if we are to ensure proper rest, the ability to nourish our bodies, and the means to recharge for the next day as a first responder and safety professional. The basic standards of safe, clean, quiet, and with food availability apply to all hotels, downtown, or field layovers. The AFA Hotel and Transportation Committee reviews member reports on and interacts with United regularly to ensure contractual standards are met and issues are resolved as quickly as possible. The committee provides monthly reports to members and publishes articles and educational tools on issues such as layover safety, contractual transportation requirements, and a flight attendant's contractual options for alternate hotels when a room is not ready within 30 minutes or when other problems exist. The AFA Hotel Committee inspects every facility that we use, so we do not have to depend on company reports or reports from another union. If contractual standards are not met, AFA does not approve the hotel. If issues arrive after a hotel has been approved, then we have a process for correcting that through flight attendant reporting and an agreed-upon resolution process. The committee encourages flight attendants to report issues regarding layover hotels, transportation, and crew lounges, and engages every member in contract enforcement and maintenance of accommodation standards. We only need to look at the recent change of the downtown layover in Los Angeles. This change was necessitated by renovations of the former hotel, as well as nearby construction of a residential and commercial complex. Flight attendant input on noise and room assignment issues via travelog also assisted in solidifying this move. Like so many other areas of focus in our union, we claim great success when we mobilize and take action together. Our negotiated hotel standards are extensive, as are our daily contract enforcement and advocacy on hotel issues. The annual United Shareholders Meeting is scheduled for June 8, 2011. Those who have United stock should have already received your stockholder meeting notice and admission ticket. If you are a shareholder, you again have the ability to register your dissatisfaction with the UAL Board of Directors, who have richly rewarded the executives and allowed them to profit from our sacrifice. Follow the instructions on the proxy to withhold your votes for the board nominees, and we have more information about proxy voting on our website. Of interesting note in this year's proxy is a say on pay. When AFA led the way and took a stand against executive greed and introduced a similar proposal in the past, it was met with stiff resistance by the UAL Board of Directors, the executives, and their supporters, and it was voted down. Also, at this year's board meeting, Glenn Tilton and Jeff Smyzik will report out on the quickly negotiated complex deal to merge with United Airlines and the progress of bringing United and Continental Airlines together. They will likely avoid discussion about their big payouts. And they will likely fail to mention in any meaningful way that our airline has unfinished business with frontline workers. Shared sacrifice was to equal shared reward, or so they promised, over and over. Also, the promise of a working together culture has yet to make its way to the negotiating table for frontline workers. Our contract and the contracts of other frontline workers is overdue, As AFA has done in prior years, this year ALPA will be taking the lead on organizing a demonstration at this year's shareholders meeting. The 2011 Annual Meeting of Stockholders of United Continental Holdings will be held on Wednesday, June 8, 2011, at 9 a.m. Central Time at the United Airlines Education and Training Center, 1200 East Algonquin Road, Elk Grove Village, Illinois, 60007. Let us know if we can count on you to join us in expressing our dissatisfaction with the pace of negotiations and the lack of attention to the needs of those who make this airline work every day. We will be protesting from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m., and you can RSVP via our website, unitedafa.org. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.